Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. This is the second part of our special on bees, and today we're going to find out why beekeepers are so concerned about an invasive species called the Asian hornet. Colette O'Connell is Education Officer and PRO with the County Waterford Beekeepers Association and PRO for the Irish Beekeepers Association.
Well, I suppose I wasn't really concerned because I didn't see it as a threat until I was invited as a guest with the Atlantic Positive research team to go and spend 2 days in Galicia and to see and experience firsthand what Asian hornet, the effect of Asian hornet on the ground, and to speak to my fellow beekeepers there in Galicia.
So what did you see physically? What damage does it do to hives?
For beekeepers, the main concern is the impact on honeybees. What comes to mind when you ask me that question, Clodagh, is our second day. We went to an interior area of Galicia where we were told that Asian hornet wasn't as populated there. And we visited it one apiary, and we were told that the owner of the apiary had been there the evening before to see his bees, and everything was fine. There were some Asian hornets lingering around. And I'll never forget the expression on his face the next day when we came to see his hives. The whole thing had changed. The bees had become very defensive. They had gone back into the hives, and they had stopped foraging. What this hornet does is it hawks. It hawks in front of the nest.
Can you explain to me what's hawking? What do you mean by that?
Basically, it's like a hawk or a bird of prey, and it's literally there in front of the hive, hovering, and it's waiting until it can pounce on a bee returning or leaving the hive. It stops the foraging and food coming into the hives, and it also stops the bees from going out on cleansing flights, emptying their bowels. Once the bees are being picked off, they go into defensive mode, and they'll cluster at the entrance of the hive so that the hornets won't go in. Then generally within a few hours, because the foragers haven't been coming back with substance or food, they've become weaker, and within a day or so they'll have actually retreated back into the hive, and then that allows the hornets to enter the hives and take the bees and the brood and the stores of honey for their young brood.
Now, I know that it was sighted a couple of years ago here. So what's the difference if it was sighted here, but it's not here? Or do we know it's not here?
We don't know. We can't say for sure. When it came before, it came in consignment or a parcel, we think, and it was in very bad, poor condition. So it wasn't able to kind of set up a nest. Just to let your listeners know that in May 2023, the local authority in Cherbourg confirmed just under 10,000 Asian hornet nests. And if you consider that Ireland had 4 weekly summer crossings from Cherbourg, what are the chances that one fertilised Asian hornet queen has come on a ferry crossing on human transport or in human luggage and wouldn't have been spotted? That's the concern.
I'm Julio Maside from the University of Santiago. I'm a geneticist. I was not working on Vesta velutina before it arrived into Europe. I was working on genetics of human parasites and other things. And I used to work on population genetics of insects. So that's why I got linked to this problem when it appeared in our land, in Galicia. I decided to try to put some of my skills into studying this organism and try to minimize the consequences that and the trouble it causes wherever it arrived. In the year 2003, Vespa velutina came to South Korea, and probably the same year or maybe the year later, it jumped and appeared the first population in Europe. It was detected near Bordeaux in France. And from here, it spread across Europe. This is not extraordinary. We have in Europe over 14,000 exotic species, 2,010 of which are invasive. Because of that, they are dangerous for the ecosystems. And 66 of them are considered or listed as of European concern. This means that there are reasons to believe that they are very, very dangerous, and they should be eradicated from Europe. And Vespa velutina was included in this list in 2015.
Professor Maceda of the University of Santiago de Compostela is part of the Atlantic Positive team. Now, the team involves institutions from across Europe, and they've been working to try and stop the spread of the invasive species Vespa velutina, or the Asian hornet. The cost to communities has been huge. Colette.
Atlantic Positive team, they did a survey amongst 400 beekeepers in France, Spain and Portugal, and they know that just under 800 million euro was spent by them just to protect the bees.
800 million?
800 million, right? That's just three countries. Galicia, they spent 2 million to remove just under 23,000 nests. They spent 11,200,000 in France. They spent 8 million in Italy. The Atlantic Positive team were not able to quantify the costs on public health. Now, those costs don't include the cost of the effect of this hornet on pollination, crop pollination. We know this hornet has eaten some of the grape harvests in Spain. Professor Julio told us that his own grape harvest was lost to the hornet in Galicia. There's huge costs there.
Colette and her colleagues are asking people to be on the lookout and to report any sightings of the Asian hornet to the National Biodiversity Data Centre, waterfordbeekeepers.ie, irishbeekeepers.ie. You'll find photographs and all the information you need on those websites. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, but let's leave the last word to Colette.
We want to just create awareness and just for people to be aware of this insect. It's an incredibly beautiful insect, Clodagh, and it's just in the wrong place. Once you've seen it, you'll never have a problem identifying it again.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.